In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel reading tells of the incredible ministry of St. John the Baptist. It begins the Gospel by recounting a prophecy from Isaiah regarding the coming of a messenger, a man who would be sent to prepare the way for the Lord and for the coming of the Messiah. In his Gospel, St. John the theologian calls St. John the Baptist a man sent from God. He was no ordinary man, but as our Lord himself says, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. John was the last of the prophets and the first of the apostles. He was called to be the crown of the prophetic witness of the Old Testament and the herald of the New Testament. The prophets of old preached the coming of the Messiah using figures and shadows. Yet the Holy Forerunner had the honor of pointing to him in the flesh and boldly declaring, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." St. John brought into the world a universal message, a message for the entire cosmos, a message for every living being of every time and every place, a message that's relevant to each and every one of your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, your companions, your significant others, your family members, and even, of course, also your enemies. His message is simple. Repent. Repent and turn away from our lives of vanity, of hypocrisy, of laziness, and of contentedness with the things of this world. St. John calls one and all of humanity to a radical change of life, to take the coming good news of Jesus Christ seriously, and to strive to follow the path to salvation laid out by the one true Messiah. The path shown to us by the forerunner is an authentic life, a life which has an authenticity that many seek in our times, but few actually find. For an authentic Christian life is one built on the repentance that St. John preaches. Good repentance leads to good fruit, fruit which is worthy of repentance, as the forerunner says. Or as St. Nikolai Velimirovich writes, "Fruit, fruit, and only fruit does the Lord seek from every living tree which is called a man. Good fruit is a God-loving heart, and evil fruit is a self-loving heart. Everything else that a man possesses and enjoys, position, honor, health, money, and knowledge, are but leaves on the tree." Close quote. And according to St. John, we bear good fruit by our repentance. St. John for himself bore much fruit, and good fruit it was, because in him dwelt the Spirit of God, who granted him grace and power to fulfill his prophetic and martyric life. He was fruitful because he was a branch of Jesus Christ, the true vine. As the Lord says, "I am the vine and ye are the branches." And we branches can do nothing if we're removed from our beloved vine. What use, brothers and sisters, is a branch without a vine? Can it bear fruit? Of course not. It's useful for nothing but firewood. As St. John preaches, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. This axe is wielded by Christ himself, who will judge our fruits on the dreadful day when he calls all mankind before his throne. St. John the theologian also tells us that that the forerunner came into the world to bear witness to the light and to be a martyr for the light. And in every sense, the life of St. John was martyric. He was orphaned as a youth. He spent his whole life striving in asceticism in the desert. Truly, he is the first of the monks whose ranks provide us, even to this day, with such beautiful examples of the struggle for piety. In the desert, St. John grew in virtue and in courage. He was no shrinking violet. The Lord, asked about the forerunner, said, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" Certainly not. St. John was a man of strength, of unshakable conviction that God will call us to account for our wretched lives and that we must repent before him. He didn't shrink or cringe before corrupt religious authorities. Instead, he called those hypocrites a brood of vipers. Neither did he back down before corrupt political authority, preferring to suffer in prison for the sake of the truth than to give an inch to sin. We learn from St. John that to bear witness to the light means to suffer for that light. The light comes into the world and is not received by the world. Therefore, those who follow the light should expect to suffer for it. St. John's martyric life calls us to live an uncompromising Orthodox Christian life, a life that does not settle for expediency, but is willing to undergo hardships for the truth. While the world demands tolerance, God calls for truth, and St. John, without hesitation, stood for the truth, and so should we. Now, being uncompromising does not mean aggressively forcing our point of view on other people, as tempting as sometimes that might be. Rather, it means to humbly and conscientiously strive to live the life which has been passed down to us by the apostles and the holy fathers, and when the occasion calls for it, to choose suffering over betrayal of our holy faith. St. John stood his ground and was not shaken in the wind, preferring to be unjustly executed by a corrupt and a deviant leader than to tolerate that man's unnatural sins. Brothers and sisters, if the greatest man born of woman was murdered at the behest of a dancing girl, why should any of us expect to have an easy Christian life? Hardships come and go, but God's word is eternal. And we are told by the Lord himself that he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Fortunately, at least right now, our hardships rarely come from violent persecution from the powers that be. But they still nonetheless come. At times from our own negligence, when we leave our hearts open to the tricks and deceptions of the evil one, as well as from our own passions, which can at times overwhelm us. Or hardships are permitted by God for our refinement and growth. In all of these circumstances, we can look to the words of the Holy Forerunner to find the way to the spiritual persistence that will give us victory in our struggle. He declares, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The Holy Church today also declares to you, brothers and sisters, "Behold, before us on the holy altar is the same Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the beloved Son, in whom the Father is well pleased. Receive ye him, and receive ye your strength from him." The Lord has given to us, and will give to us, until he returns in glory, the mystery of his body and blood, so that we might partake in his victory over every enemy. St. John baptized with water, but the Lord Jesus baptizes with fire and the Holy Spirit. Let us therefore allow the chaff of our sins to be burnt away by the fire of the Holy Eucharist. The holy season of Nativity, the 12 days of Christmas, are today at an end. And before long, the holy days of the great fast will be upon us. As our Lord went straight from his baptism in the Jordan to his 40 days of struggle in the desert, let us too prepare ourselves to journey into the spiritual desert, fortified by the holy mystery of his body and blood, cleansed by the holy waters of Theophany, and assured of the prayers of St. John the prophet, forerunner, and Baptist of our Lord, who continually intercedes for the whole church before the throne of glory, whereupon is seated the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, who promises a place to those who repent and endure in the eternal kingdom where he is glorified unto ages of ages. Amen.